Beyond that, paid Dalad Amid Beis, a little after the middle of the Amid, Yom Echad Hava Kominsaya Devisu Bahadi Shivivisa. Once the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, had a machlokes with a neighbor. Amro lo, so this neighbor told her, Teheke Baila. So the neighbor told her that she should be like her husband, Shaloi Nitan Lekvure, that he wasn't Nikba. Such a klola the neighbor gave to the wife of Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon. Amri Rabbonon Kula Hai, that means if it's known already by the Olam, they speak about it. Vadei Lav Oirech Are, it's not Yosher that Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon should remain without Kvure. As she says, Kulei Hai Mishanoida Lebriyos She'enoi Chai V'loi Nikbar Einze Kvoidoi. That means till now it was Kvoidoi that they wouldn't be mekaveh him properly since they were angry at Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon. But now that this is Zichen at Kvoidoi, that it's Noida Lebriyos. So Memele, so therefore now the time came to be mekaveh him. It's not Kvoidoi anymore, he should remain the way he was. Ike da Amri, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is chazoi lohu bechelme. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came to the Chachomim Necholim. Oma lohu upreido achas yeshli beinechem. Yatem roitzim lovio etzli. You don't want to bring my goizel, I have a goizel by you. She'd come to me. Ozu Rabbonon La'asuki Bey. So the Rabbonon wanted to be mekaverim, to make a levaya. Leishovku b'nei achboraya. There was a city that was in the vicinity. They were called achboraya, and they did not let the choshone Davinayim Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon Bilisei Leisolik Chayero Lemosayu. It seems till then there was Chayis Rois, but in this Zman there wasn't a Chayero. Others say that this was the Ben Yoda wants to say that we heard before that Ganovim are Nimshol L'chayis Rois, and that was to show that all the Ganovim he was typist were only Ganovim, and he got rid of the Chayis Rois. He didn't do any Avla what he had done. Some Emelin, that's Chus Loisolik Chayiro L'mosayu. It seems they were powerful and they prevented the Chachomim from being misasik b'kvurosoi. Yom echad mali yom de kippuri havu. One day was Erev Yom HaKippurim. Havu tridi. So the Bnei Achboraya were told Erev Yom Kippur and they were unaware what the Chachomim were doing with Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon. Hishadru Rabbonon Libnei Biri. So the Rabbonon sent to the Bnei Biri. Bnei Biri, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Achboraya, Prey the Goyzel Echod, Yeshli Beinechem Oviv Hoyo, Achboraya, Shem Mokim Shesomuch Leiroi, Libnei Biri, Shem Kfar Echod, Shahoyu, there are different girsois, others are geiris kreivov, others are geiris kvurim, they were kavronim, they were chevra kadisha. So they held now the time, if the Bnei Achbaraya, Toro, Derev Yom HaKippurim, now's the time to make the Kvura of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Vasku la'arsai, so they took the mitzvah of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon from Tuyur la'maros da'avuah. They brought it to the Ma'orah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Ashkechu la'achna da'hodro lo la'marto. There was a nochosh that was surrounding the Ma'orah. That means his tail was in his mouth, and that prevented anyone from entering the Ma'orah. Amru lo achna achna pischi picha v'yikones ben eitzalovit. Let v'yikones ben eitzalovit posach lohu. So he opened up, and they made the kvure. Others say there was a nochosh there to show that the whole p'tira of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was be'ityoy shal nochosh. He didn't have any chatoim. Everything was the tzare shal. The tzare that they were in the Ma'orah. So kaponim, the only reason they were niftas be'ityoy shal nochosh. Sholach Rebbe l'daber be'ishtoy. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh, now Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon was nikbar, so Rabbi sent a shliach l'daber be'ishtoi, the wife of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. She's interested in the shidduch in Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Sholcho lei kli shenishtamish by kodesh, yishtamish by chil. Not a pasuk yeshidach. Till now was yishtamish by kodesh, yishtamish by chol. He was speaking about Rabbeinu HaKodesh. It's very interesting. The Ein Eliyahu brings down, but the mother says, and Ima Sholem, this was the wife of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. He was Mekayim Mitzvahs Oine K'moshe Kofay Shed. That means he had no anor whatsoever b'shas ma'isim. It was mamish muvdal from anor gashmi. David HaMelech says in Tillim, and Yishai, hein ba'ovein cheilolti. David HaMelech wants to Farem for himself that he was nichshel in achet. Ein ba'ovein cheilolti. There's a two ovein is written mole, two vovin. The redak brings down afilu chosid shebechasidim iyefshu shleihei by tzad ovein. So this was David that said on Yishai. So somehow it seems, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a descendant. So Afal Pikein, the Beleza Barab Shimid Maistois, he was in Gansen Mufresh und Mubdil from all Taibis Oilam Hazeh. So that's what she said, Kli Shen Yishtamish by Kodesh, Yishtamish by Chil. Tamon Omrin, there they say a Moshel, Ba'asar, the Mori Beise, Toli Zayne, and the place that the Balabos puts his klizayin, kul beraye, kul seitole, so a roye shoite, wants to put up his knapsack. It's not a pasuk. Not a pasuk yeshidach. As she says, let us see, Rashi, Achna nochosh tahotrele lamori kifaya samori kein galgal. There's no vaithal pio. Pisri picha chivis novech malpicha litain mokim likonis. לדבר באשתוי שתינוס אלוהי, תאמן אומרים בארץ ישראל, אם עם המוש לא זור כגוין זה, ועשרה דמורי תולי זייני, קרובה ראיה, קורסי תולה, יוסי דפג, שיהגי ברוגל ליטלס בויקלי זייני, הנובל הרויה תמילי תולה. שולח לא, but he wasn't daunted, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. At Kalkus is a more than capacity of Shidduch. Nahei de betoire godol mimeni. In toire, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon was greater than me, avo b'maisim toivim mi godol mimeni. Sholcholei. So she sent him betoire mia godol mimcho lo yodano. That, I didn't know about this, if he's bigger than you in Torah, that I have no ideas, if who's bigger in Torah, that I don't know. But in Maisim Yodano, in Maisim I know he's bigger than you. The Kabul Olei Yisuri, he was Mekabul Yisuri man himself, and the Mephoshim say, Kelis Rabbit says, each night when he was Mekabul Yisurim, he said, Kol Yisureyim shall Yisrael Yavoyu Olai. It was Mekabo Yisurim, the Yisurim of Gans Klal Yisrael. So, Amaisim Toivim, he's bigger than you. So, Melitz, not a pair. Betoire Mai, so the Gemara says, where do we see that in Toire, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was bigger than Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So the Gemara relates a maise. D'chiyavi Yosvi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha Asaf Soli. The yeshiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the father of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha, they sat on Asaf Soli. Yosvu Komayu, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, v'Rabbi Ya'aret. They were sitting on the ground. The Roshei HaYeshivas, the Gdolim, were sitting on Tzavsalim. And they were sitting on the ground. They were the Talmidim. Makshu u'mefalku. They were asking kashas and saying terutzim. Omri, so the other Rabbonon, this is not Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but there's other Rabbonon also who were sitting on Tzavsalim. Amru mei mehem onu shoysin ben yoshvim al gabi karke. It's not Yosha. The other Rosh Yeshivas who had the privilege to sit on Tzavsalim, so they said, we're benefiting from their Torah. Mei mehem onu shoysin. We'll hear their kashas, their terutzim. Vehem yoshvim al gabi karke. Avdu lehu Tzavsalim. So they made Tzavsalim, they went to a carpenter, we have other people who are eligible to sit on Tzavsalim. Askinu, so they set them up, that they sat on Tzavsalim. Omalem, so this was done without the Chavis Das of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. These were other people who were also sitting on Tzavsalim, and they held it was proper that these two should also sit on Tzavsalim. Omar lehen, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rei da'achas yesh li b'neichem, atem mevakshim la'abdoi meni. That means I have a goizel that's here, and you want to be ma'abed, I mean, they might give him an ayin hore. They were very young. They'll sit on Tzavsalim and have a yeshiva and these young bochim sit on Tzavsalim. He was afraid of an ayin hore. Gavuche de Ben Yehuda says, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and this kufi was 10 years old. That's what the Ben Yehuda wants to say. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh was, they were more or less the same age. They were very young. But that's what the Ben Yoda wants to say. We'll see Rashi says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Niftas, so Al-Khay was much later, but he wants to tie Nez. Achsu le Rebbe. So, no, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I don't want my son to... Chazanish writes in the Or that that was put into the Teva, that a nine hore, that what something is boilet, be'enei ha'odom, and it makes an impression that it was put in the Bria that a nine hore could be mazik. So Memele, they were afraid of a nine hore. You'll have such young bochim sitting on banklech. I mean, that's... So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I don't want him to sit on the bengal. So they took down Rebbe. The father said he should put him down back on the... told him he should not sit on the bengal. Amalem Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchem. Mishi yesh le'ov yichye, and Mishi ain le'ov yomos. No, here his father's here in the base medrash. And he's asking that to take off, that Rabbi should not sit on the bankel. So, good, he's gonna live. Or Mishi ain le'ov yomos, that means Rabbi Shimon Yechoy is not here. So, there's no one requesting that he should not sit on the bankel. So he'll be yomos. So they took off Rabbi Elazar bar Rav Shem. Let us see Rashi. B'toyr emiyes l'dvarech higodol mimcha b'toyr. Ano lo yadano. El shepich onaboch. You told me he's bigger than you in Torah. That I don't know. Avo b'maizim toymim ani yadash higodol mimcha d'kobol ala yisurim. He was mekabol yisurim on himself. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Aviv shel Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho, v'Rabbonon Tuva Batayu, Ela Sheshneim Gedoyle Hadoyer. That what it says, that they were sitting on Sapsolim. There were other Rabbonim. Omra Rabbonon, the way made Roshan, the Yavsi, Asapsolim. There were other Rabbonim. The Rabbonim was sitting on Sapsolim, held it's the Yoisha, that these two Yingler should also sit on Sapsolim. But that what the Gemara mentions, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kochem, Shimon Gamliel, that they were the Gdoile Hadoir. They were the Gdoile Hadoir. Agabuche, so I was in the Soira. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Kochem, we're talking about Rabbi Lazar bar Rav Shimon, he was a very young Bocha then. Ben Yodas was, he was 10 years old. Then Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha was from the Gedoyle Adoyer. And we heard before, on Daf Pegimul Amid Beis, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha, when Rabbi Lezer bar Rabbi Shimon got appointed to become the chief inspector, so he told him, Chaimetz ben Yayin, Roshe ben Tzadik, he told him, that... That what you're doing is the wrong thing. And he told them he's Mavaya Kaitzim from the Kerem, and he told them, what Rabbeinu Shloim do this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kor was the Godla there, told this to Rabbi Lezer bar Rav Shimon. Rabbi Lezer bar Rav Shimon, it doesn't say, at Kalten by Zainz, Kaitzim in Yimachalim in a Kerem. It wasn't the spoil from Rabbi Yeshua ben Kor. The Ben Yehuda says that when Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy told the Talmid Chacham, pray the Yeshli Beinechem, he said he's not a Chaimetz Ben Yayin. Pray the Yeshli Beinechem, he's like his father. He was Megalotak as Al Kaponim. Rabbi Lezer bar Rabbi Shimon held that he's right, and Kaitzman Yimachalim in Akarim, even though Rabbi Shimon ben Kolcha wasn't the Gdoy Leyadur, as he says. Laab de breda achas ben echot, laab de meni, shemotish lot bayayin ro, shein loyov de noch navshe de Rav Shimon ben Yechoy. So the Ben Yoda, okay, the Ben Yoda says it was noch navshe, so this was much, much later, this was after he was on the Ma'ora with his father. he tainas that Rosh Hashanah Rav Shimon Yochai was alive, he wasn't there. Anyway, so what happened? Cholosh Daitai. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon had Chalishas Hadas, that they took him off the bankle. He did not know what was going behind the scenes. And they took Rabbi off, and then they took him off. And he had a murdika Chalishas Hadas, Omar kochashvisu lei kevosi. So it seems they're comparing me to Rebbe. So just like first they held Rebbe belongs on a bankel, and then they decided that he doesn't belong on a bankel, so they took him off. And by me they also did the same thing. So they think just like Rebbe doesn't belong on a bankel, I also don't belong on a bankel. Now, here a Chalisha Sadas, so the Ben Yehuda says, the Chalisha Musibaldi did something to the people should not think that he's equivalent to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. His Kavona was, the Ben Yehuda says, was L'Shem Shemayim, Kidei Shiyu Dvorov Nishmoim Bebeis HaMedrash, V'yenimne b'sforosa im agdoilim, v'yatu ozneyem eilov, v'yesh le'rishus l'achia l'falpli magdoilim. And those on the thing on the ground, kashes and terutzim lach, but they didn't have a day in what was going on between the Talmid HaChomim was sitting on the bank lach. These were the machiyim. He belongs there. And the whole reason they took him down is because they held that he's the same like Rebbe. Just like they took down Rebbe, they took him down. And he held that was wrong. You think I'm like Rebbe? Adahu yoime, till then, till this maise with the Ali and the Yeride, ki ava oma Rebbe milse have a Messiah leil Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon. Rebbe yes ta kashe, Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon said, oh, it's a good kashe, he brought a raya to the kashe. Mikan ve'eilech, Ki Ava Omer Rebbe, when Rebbe said something, he asked a kasha, Yesh li lahoshivo, I have a kasha, Rebbe asked a kasha. Omer lei Rabbi Loza b'Rab Shimon, kach v'kach, yesh lecho lahoshiv. He just said like this, I have a kasha. So Rabbi Loza b'Rab Shimon chapt already what he wants to ask. This is what you want to ask. In zui tshuvoscho, in your kasha v'aksach nishtot. So he told him the kasha, what he wants to ask, and he slugged up the kasha. Ikifasnu tshuvis chavila shein b'mamish. That means the kashas you want to ask are nishkishtoige, nishkifloige. Cholash daite de Rebbe. So Rebbe had chalisha sadas. So the Mayone Chochme says, what was the Chalishas Hadas of Rabbeinu HaKodesh? I mean, he saw that Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon knew much, much better than him. He chaptois what he wants to ask, and he slugged them up, and this was done. So, why is it that way? The Gemara says in Megillah, Yagati, Umotzos Yitamin. So Mistome Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon is a bigger yogeya than he is. So Mamela, that's why Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, he figures out right away what I want to ask. And it's not the kasha pangsach nishton. And I'm not such a yogeya. So that was the cholosh daite of here the Merzikach Lisha Sadas. Also, Amalei Lavuah. So he came to his father. He came to tell his father what's happening in the Beis Medrash. Amalei Bni Al Yera Lecha. No, no, no. It's not because he's more Yageya than you. Shehu Ari Ben Ari Va'at Ari Ben Shul. Zut Mayon Echochme. Chazal tell us Ha'ov Zoyche Libnoi Bechochme. He is the father, he's an Ari Ben Ari. So maybe he is the father of Shimon Ben Yochai. No, Chazal So he was Zoyche for his son, Shimendes Chochme. You have a tata, sure, I'm not an Ari. So Memele, so whatever you know is from your own Yegiyah, not from me. It's been a shul. So don't feel bad. Don't have Chalisha Sadas that he was more Yegiyah than you. His godless and Torah is not from his Yegiyah. It's a Yerusha service. Do us Nebuchadnezzar, that's a shul. Behainu the Oma Rebbe, so Rebbe said, on this maima of his father, that his father told him he's an Ari ben Shul, Oma Rebbe, Shloisha an Vesonim hein, Ve'elo hein, there's three people who are Anovim. Abe, my father, you see, that's what he said, he's an Ari ben Shul, Ubnei Beseire, Yenosan ben Shul. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Abe, Odamor, Yidamaisa, Zutrashi, Odamor, the Koma Atari ben Shul. That means, so he said that, Nebuchadnezzar, the Chatata Shul, that's why I couldn't be Moirish, you the Chochme, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai was Moirish, Rabbi Lezer. B'nei B'seiret, The Omar Mar Hishivu Boroish Uminu Lenosi Alei. The Trashi, Bnei Beseire Bemeseches Psochem, Shahoyu Nesi. Bishvil Sharo Lehilu Shoyegodlu Betoire, Vola Etzlon, Mibobu, Ozvu Nesiuson, Uminu Nosi Alei. That was the Bnei Beseire. There's a Muridike Shailas and Shuvas Ribosh that brought a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says that the Bnei Seir were anovim because they were mavata in the seas, and they said that Hillel should become Nasi. Zok the Ribosh, Da'af alpi shohayagodol mehem betoire, but was not the Sanibis. Hillel came, and they saw Hillel knows better than them. I mean, there's no shadow about it. Avol kibin shezochu b'nei b'seiro leishev b'rosh v'liyos nosi lo'yhoyo lehem lehistalik. Good, you're better. If there would be a din b'shas the minu yanosi who to make nosi, fine, so then. The goes into Cheshman, who's a bigger Talmud Chochem. But now that the Bnei Pseira won the Smana Alts Nesiyim, there the Nasi finished. Now someone comes who is bigger than them? Fine! I'm the Nasi. Alpidin, there's no Chiv to be Mistalik. And if they were Mistalik, oh, that's a Nibis. That's a Nibis. That's Muridika Nibis. A Muridika Rivosh. Yenosan ben Shaul, the Koma Leile David, Va'ata Timlech al Yisrael, Va'ni'el Lechol Mishneh. So you know, also the same thing, he was Mevatar on the Malchus. Also Anivis. So the Mora says, what's the right that this is Anivis? Maybe there was a political cheshbon over here. Dilma Yenosan ben Shaul, the Choze, the Gorir al Mebosa David. He saw the Olam was Nigra after David, so was, the Olam wants David to be Melech, so it was Hotar.
ein melech b'lo yom, if the om wants David a melech, David to be melech, so mele, his malchus won't be successful. So that's why he was mevata the malchus. B'nei p'seir enami, the chozu lehillel, the odef minay, we'll see in Rashi, elaham shimin, ben gamliel, vaday, anvesenav. Oh, Shimon Gamliel, Yizicha was an honor. Let's see Rashi. Zitrashi, the chazu lehillel the odef minayu, valochi shahoyu nisholeis mehem bebeis amedrish nelomeis mehem, uboishin bedova, nabalzan nivis. That means they were asked shaylos, they didn't know the answer, they asked a little noob, so it's very embarrassing. So in order to avoid this embarrassment, they said, let hillel be nosei, like this will be 11 avushes, not atzal nivis. That's what the Gemara says. But al kaponim, meistis al Rav Shimon ben Gamliel vade an besenavi. Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that you're an ari ben shuol, that was hichanivis. Amar Rebbe chavivin yisurin. Kibul alei tleisa shoni, who is mekabel on himself, tleisa shoni. Now, Rashi says, but when you don't understand Rashi, shero she'ilo yisurim shala bolozo shlo yisholta boirime, so the gebalde kemaila, that the Yisurim of Rabbi Elazar held, the Yisurim that accomplished by Rabbi Elazar, Shloi Shol Taboi Rime. L'chayre, the Gemara before, I mean, Shloi Shol Taboi Rime was before the Yisurim. He tried out, he took the kuli of that and he put it in the Chamon and Rime was in Shailet. That when he was mekabel yisurim, and Rashi says al tachet, by some achdater mavakish chachem and mechila be yisurim shem achota beecha bin atzadikim. I mean, I don't know why the rima was because of a different cheshbon lachayre. Rashi says he saw Abba Kaponim Rabbeinu Hakodesh saw from this ma'aser chaviv in yisurim. Kibul alei tleisa shoni. Shit b'tzmirte b'sheve b'tzapidne, omir lo shiva b'tzmirte b'shit b'tzapidne. Zogt Rashi, b'tzmirte eben shebemokim ktanem. Yer a kidney stone, tzapirne choyli shebesoy chaper, ushmoy mishke, this was a It was terrible yisurim by the mouth, by the gums. You're 13 years yisurim. The shailas, it was 6 and 7, exactly how it was at this chulukei days. I rai rai devei rebi have otter mishover malkem. The one who was Shomer Susim of Rebbe, he was more wealthier than Shomer Malke. Bekitzer, there was a lot of Susim by him. Kat Havarami Kiste Lechiyuse, when he threw the food for the horses, Hava Ozil, there were so many horses, Hava Ozil Kolo Bitlosa Mili. That means in 3 miles away you could hear the curl of the horses that when they were getting the food. Hava Mechavin Dorami Bahi Shaited Ayil Rebbe Lebesakise. When Rebbe went to the Besakise, upon him by stories by the kidney stone, he had shrekliche yisurim, and he used to scream from the pain. So he made sure to give the animals food
When Rebbe went to the Beis Akisei, that al kaponim, that the Olam should not hear the tzaokes of Rebbe, v'afilu hochi, mavele kolei lekolayu, v'shomolei nechuseyam. And you could hear the call of Rebbe that he was screaming from the Yisurim. V'afilu hochi, Yisuri de Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon edifim mi de Rebbe. The Yisurim of Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon was better than the Yisurim of Rebbe. Dili Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon me'ave bo, me'ave hochu. The Rebbe ha'idei ma'isa bo, idei ma'isa hochu. We'll come back to this, but let's just continue. Adei ma'isa bo, ma'hi. What's the ma'isa that brought about the Yisurim? To Egle, there was a calf, Tava kamamti lei l'shrite. I wanted to shech the calf. Ozel talya l'reishe bekanpe de Rebbe v'kabochi. So this calf went and buried his head into the con of the kanpe Rebbe, and was crying. Amalei zil, go, don't expect achmanis from me. Lekach neitzoto, that's your tachlis. Omri, so b'shamayim they said, hoyil b'loika merachim, he's not merachim, leisu alei yisurim. So we should have yisurim. This was considered an achzorius. The Marsha says, but soif behema lishchait. I mean, soif behema, not by an ego. Behema soif lishchait for charisha. Soif behema, when it can't work anymore, then you shecht it. But that's not soif behema soif lacharisha. This is an ego. So memele lakachni tzote. He has time yet to live. So we got Yisurim. By the Maisa Olchu, it was a Maisa that they left him. Yoim Echad Avikakon She'amsei Rebbe Beise. The Shivcha of Rebbe was sweeping up the house. Av Yishadyon B'nei Karkushta. There were weasels that were lying around in the house, so she wanted to sweep them up and get them out of the house. Oh, my Lord, Shafkinu, leave them, let them be in the house, Farachma, I'll call Maisa. Omri, Hoyo, Merachim, Merachim, Alei. So, Bashamayim, they said, oh, yes, Rachmanes on these weasels, Farachma, I'll call Maisa. So Mamela Narachim Alay. Let us see Rashi. Airaire Shema Susim Kisa Mispay the machel for the Susim. Ova Kali the Rebbe Lakalay the Chiyusa told the Reisha Bakanfe the Rebbe Hechbi es Reishoi Tachas Kanfe Ksusai. Omri berikiye, konche beise mechabedes abayis. Shadion b'nei karkushte, they were lying around, oy mutolim shom b'nei chude. There's a murder that can be from the Be'er Yosef. The Pasuk says, Atzur Tomim Poloi Chol Derochov Mishpot. So, Piyas Akashe Derochov is going, the Pasuk says, Volachta bidrochov, Mahu rachom, Avato rachom. So what's v'chol the rochov mishpot? The rochov a mishpot, l'cheiru drochov a, Volachta bidrochov, Mahu rachom, Mahu chano. So he says, Amor de ki yisot. He says, that's kol the rochov, that's 100% true. That the Darkei Hashem Mahu Rachum. But in order to be Zoiche to the Rachmonis of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you yourself also have to be a Rachum. If you are a Rachum, call a Marachim ala Briyas, Marachim ala min Hashemayim. And the Mesilas Yishom says, this is a din, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mida Kineged Mida. Chol de Rochov, to be Zoiche to the Rachmonis of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is a Mishpot. That means you have to deserve it. If you deserve it, you'll be Zoiche to Rachman. I once thought as a Machloikis, how to end the Brocha Shlishis and Bichas Amozen, Boinei Berachmov Yerushalayim Omein. That's what it says in the Siddur. Another say, "Boini Yerushalayim Omein." The two brings down the machlokes because Yerushalayim will not be built. Berachming seem b'mishpati pade. So it's not boini berachmo Yerushalayim. So I thought the way the Ber Yosef says it's very good that it takel be berachmo, but be b'mishpat. Chol derach of mishpat. That means if Yidden will have this mid of Rachmanes, to be zeichet the Rachmei Shemayim. But al koponim, this we see klar in this Gemara. Kol's man, he was an achzor, and he was an achzor on the eagle, so he wasn't zeichet the Rachmei. He was, he said, Rachmav al kol maisov ksiv, so he was merachim on the bnei karkushte, then richem olof. That's called the Roch of Mishpat. Now, the Gemara is very unclear. Let's try to explain the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, Amar Rabbi Chavivin Yisurim, he saw Yisurim is Moirdik, he saw this by Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Kibbol Alei Tleis Hashoni. Then, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, so the Rif has the Kasha. First it seems he was Mekabel Yisurim, then it says, Aydei Maisebo, the Gemara is very unclear. So the Gemara de Kemayon Nechochme that says Pshat in this Gemara, Meyon Nechochme says as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was a Odom Godol Ma'oit. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was able to be shaylet be Yisurim when they should come, when they should leave. That was the koyach of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbeinu HaKadosh kibbol all of Yisurim. He wanted kibbol all of Yisurim, but he didn't have he wasn't in the darga of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. It's makabu Yisurim, finished. But he wasn't able to control the Yisurim when he should get the Yisurim, what kind of Yisurim, kibbol all of Yisurim. So his Kabbalah, we'll see, the vial didn't do anything. He made a ma'is achzori, so he got Yisurim. He made a ma'is rachmoni, was silkoi. That was that. So he was fakert. The Mayan Nechochma says, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was Yisurim Shalave. He was mekabel them achay v'reyay. It was Yisurim. There was Shein ben Bittul Teire. This was Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nakodesh did not have this koyach. But he says, but if he wouldn't have been mekabel the Yisurim, ein b'maisa hazeh kedai l'chayboi b'Yisurim. That means his kabbalah
accomplished, that through this Ma'is Achzori he got Yisurim, that's what the Kabbalah accomplished. Tach Sechmir, Pshat in the Mayone Chochme is, that means, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, that Nochem Yishkamzu was mispalo for Yisurim, that he shed Yisurim on this world, he shouldn't have it on thus. The tefillah of Rabbeinu HaKodesh was he should have Yisurim on this world. That was the tefillah. So Memele, but that's it. To control the Yisurim, when the Yisurim should come, what kind of Yisurim. He was not on the Madrega of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon to do this. But the Kabbalah Yisurim accomplished, and when they did a Ma'is HaChzori, he was nanish on this world already, so all kaponim. That's what the Mayone Chochma says, that if it wouldn't been from his Bakoshit, he wouldn't have got his Yisurim on this world. So that's what his Bakoshit accomplished. Zot Gemore. Kulu Shnei Yisurim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon had Yisurim, so there wasn't a person that was meis shalei bizmanoi. That, so the Maharsha says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was tofes ganvi, vehimisam b'loi zmanom. He was mekabel Yisurim, maybe, that was the Midah Keneged Midah. That means the Kabbalah Yisurim was, maybe he was Mesaviv, that someone should die Shaloi Bismano, maybe he was Taifis Atzadik. And because of these Yisurim, he was Zoichet that no one should die Shaloi Bismano. That was by Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Kuli shnei yisuri de Rebbe lo yitrech alma le mitre. In the years of Rebbe, when he had these 13 years, the world did not need rain. That means the world existed without the rain. The tohaim was mashke the oretz without the difficulties of rain. The Omer Rabbe Bar Rav Shile Koshi Yoyme Dimitre Ki Yoyme Didine. A day that it rains is difficult for the world like a Yoyme Hadin. But Omri Amei Me Lav Tzorech Alme, if the world wouldn't need rain, Boi Rabbonon Rachmi Olei Mevat Lelei, that means there are difficulties that the world experiences a day that it rains, but we need it. One of the Mephoshim in Masechtas Tainis says, "He lav tzorich alme boi rabbonan rachmim le'mevat lelei." It means what shall he lav the tzorich alme? He says that it means that the world needs the rain. That if it doesn't rain, is misayre lechuve and is mishane and those. You need the rain. If the world exists without rain, that's one of the Mephoshim in Masechtas Tainis says. So mevat lelei for lahochi. But by these 13 years by Rabbeinu HaKodesh, in his chus, so that means he was mekabel Yisurim for a Ma'isa Achzori that he did. So therefore the world was Zeichet Tarachmim. Like this it seems that the Inyan of Kshomim is Psamides Hadin Koshek Kiyoim Dine Psamides Hadin Boilom. So his Yisurim brought about Rachmim that the world could exist without rain. Ki haba okri puglo mi mishro, when they were oike a radish from a furrow, haba kaima bira mal yamaya. So there was, the furrow was full of water from the time. That means the world existed without rain. So Trashi, Filohochi deloy also mitre bahanu shonik avoki puglet noin mi mishrimin aruga vakaime birim al yamaya hoisa agumo oimedes malaya mayim. So toisa avo atir mishobe malko peirish mi zevel bei moisov shorebi kilashem bei shishrabi zevel bei moisov shayitzot loikas bei bezavi shalabi nevel.